Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Angelo Cataldi is the morning host on our sister station, WIP in Philadelphia.
He hates the Astros.
He was just named number one on the Barrett Sports Media list of major market sports talk radio shows. Sports talk radio shows in the mornings, morning drive. He's a legend, Angelo Cataldi. You guys know we love playing his audio here. He's retiring after the Eagles finish up this postseason. We'll have to get him on at some point, Seth, and let him know what a big part of the show he's been since the World Series.
Since I started out despising him, but yeah. Then listened to him so much out of hate that I ended up loving him.
Yeah, that's how you become number one.
It's a long hit. I know it, honestly, yeah. That's how with Howard Stern, that's how it worked a lot of times. Yes. I remember when Howard Stern came to my town, and he was talking all this smack about my local rock DJ that I loved, and I was like, I hate this guy.
Yeah.
You'll never replace Brother Wheeze, you son of a bitch. And then ultimately, I just...
Jim Rome was like that back in the day, too. I mean, that works. So Angelo Cataldi, who ironically I already had in the rundown to listen to him because, you know, we're starting to take a look at the Super Bowl this week, and I like kind of knowing what are the rivalries, what are the barbs being thrown back and forth. We had some shade being thrown at the Eagles yesterday. Figure let's go the other way this time. This is what I learned. Angelo Cataldi hates Andy Reid. Of course, Andy Reid coached in Philly for over a decade. Cataldi, not a big fan of Andy Reid, as we learned late last week.
After today, you will not hear another cut of that phony fraud Andy Reid on this radio program. I do not control the other day parts here. I do not control the newsroom. I am done playing anything said by Andy Reid because I learned over 14 years it's a waste of time.
Yeah, how much real estate does he own in your head?
He does. Why do you have to attack?
Luxury condos, Al.
I'm addressing it now so I can get it out of the way.
Yeah,
I don't like the man. I've never liked the man.
Okay, so he's done with Andy Reid. Real quick, here is, if you're wondering, why does he hate Andy Reid so much? Here's why he doesn't like Andy Reid.
I'm going to try here to illustrate one of the reasons I hate Reid. Now, the number one reason I hate Reid is that he had 14 tries to win a Super Bowl, and he failed. He failed 13 times to even get to the game, even though he got the NFC Championship 5 times. That doesn't mean anything to me. To get to where the Niners were and lose, Rhea, that's no great accomplishment. You got there, but you didn't even get to the game.
For the Niners, I will say it was, since they were working with a backup quarterback.
You had five times you got there, and you only made it once and to the Super Bowl.
And you were favored in several of them.
So that's the number one reason. But right behind it stylistically is the fact that he never gave a damn about the fans in this city. And even now, Al, he's been in KC 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
That's 24 years combined. 14 here, 10 there.
Right.
He has not changed at all. He says nothing but what a robot would be programmed to say.
He hates the boring answers that Andy Reid gives in interviews. He thinks that Andy Reid is doing the fans, a.k.a. his listeners,
yeah,
a huge disservice.
Just by not being entertaining enough? Or was he just...
Not divulging enough. Because in the interview, he went on to talk about how awesome Nick Sirianni is in interviews and how forthcoming Nick Sirianni has been.
Did Cataldi have to do like a weekly show with Andy Reid?
He must have,
Was he boring on it? You just give like milk toast answers and all that. I could see that.
That's got to be cool.
But now he's got to see him doing these State Farm commercials where he's drawing mustaches on offensive line. He's probably super jealous.
He hates the State Farm commercials. He said that.
Does he?
Yes. Yes. I don't have the audio.
He's jealous. He's obviously jealous.
I don't know, but his two cohorts there, Al and Rhea, they love the State Farm commercials, so that just pissed him off even more. They're terrible. They're a terrible commercial. So Andy Reid, he's mad at Andy Reid for the boring answers. So they decided to put it to the test and they said, well, let's play one of Andy Reid's answers following the NFC title game, talking about his future opponent, the Kansas City Chiefs, and see if it's actually boring. And here's what it sounded like.
He's never given me anything. Here's more of Reid. Listen to this.
Yeah. I think when really cut to the chase on it, they're a really good football team. And so I think that's where the energy goes.
They're in the Super Bowl.
Because really, when it's kickoff, you're playing that team.
You are? Oh, wow. Barrett, when they kick it off, you're playing that team.
And the coaches. And so the uniform, that's not where your mind's at. Your mind's at making sure you have a solid game plan.
Oh, you're going to have a solid game plan, Rhea.
This is pure garbage.
No, I can't take one more second. That's the last you're hearing of him.
I like, I think Cataldi, he's like an Andy Rooney.
Yeah.
He's a grumpy old guy. And people love grumpy old guys like Andy Rooney.
Okay. So the big thing with this segment really has evolved to where it was originally going to be about the vitriol between Philadelphia, specifically that morning show, and Andy Reid. But in light of the fact, Seth, that you and I finished 18th among major market radio shows on a ranking nationwide in which Angelo Cataldi was the king, number one, what did we learn about what you and I need to do more of in order to climb the rankings here?
Hate people.
Yeah.
It's as one of our listeners said, that we got too healthy. You lost weight, and I'm emotionally centered, and it's bad for radio.
It's two of the worst things that have ever happened to the show.
I know. Me not being angry all the time has probably been the worst thing possibly for my mental health.
Go die, everybody.
Right.
Yeah, I've been... Yeah, even when I say go die, I'm doing it more strategically than out of, like, general hate.
Yeah.
I'm doing it more sociopathically, you know, which isn't as... which isn't measured. People get the sense that I really mean it.
Like you might actually kill somebody.
More so than just so angry that I would suggest it. I'm just more like an assassin these days. I think that as far as one of our listeners says, got to be honest, not really a strong reason for me to back him hating Andy Reid. Yeah, like he's just saying boring stuff. I don't know, man. Winning is pretty cool. I have a hard time hating. I feel like, you know what that is, Sean? That is old school media. Like, well, it doesn't serve my purposes, so I hate the guy. Same way some sports writers think these players are awesome because they're a good soundbite.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Like, okay, no, I'll take play on the field, please. Give me wins and a boring personality, and I'm A-okay with that. I'm not going to whine and complain about it.
Okay, 0385 Trailer Wheel and Frame text page. Trailer Wheel and Frame. Give me that. I need that in my veins. Thank you. I just needed that right now. Imagine being such a garbage host, you have to complain about providing a boring a boring coach. Glad we Houstonians are blessed with the entire 610 crew and not that curmudgeon in Philly. LOL.
That's right, buddy. Yeah. Emotionally healthy, not angry, relatively good English speakers as far compared to Cataldi, you know, or anybody from Philadelphia. We like to enunciate a little bit more, and I appreciate that. I do. I am a little bit insulted, Sean, that I did. I'm insulted that you said you learned of all of this yesterday, since I did present it to you last week.
Learned of what?
Cataldi hating Andy Reid.
Oh, I know. You and I conversed about it last week. I don't know.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. You and I went back and forth about this last week. I remember. Okay. Yeah. No, Yesterday, last week.
No. I thought maybe it was after, like, right around the birthday, your birthday. Everything was kind of a haze to you.
Yeah.
You're living like a rock star for a few days.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. 8500, Fat Sean and Angry Seth would be top 10 guaranteed. Do we think that's true? If I got fat again and you started to get angry again, do we improve in these rankings?
People don't like me angry in the morning. It's off-putting. It's not what people in Houston, Texas want.
And the problem with that is when you get angry, you only hear from the people who think it's really badass. Like, yeah, Angry Seth, more of that. Yeah.
No, I hear from people that say they'll never listen to me again, too.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not – no, I get plenty of negative feedback.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. No, especially when you're angry, because that's when people know that you've got a raw nerve. So they're going to poke. No, if anything, when I stopped getting angry so much all the time, aside from that, the snowball effect in a positive way was that fewer people decide to screw with you because you're angry. Because, we got some world-class trolls out there. And
yes,
when they sense a little bit of weakness – They're gonna poke. They're gonna prod.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, Angelo Cataldi, that's our target now. He's number one. Well, he's gonna be gone. I wonder. Boy, those are big shoes to fill for whoever's taking over his spot. I tells you. All right. Payton Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Sean Payton met with the media yesterday. He thanked all of his Fox colleagues, all except one, who is missing from this list. We will have that for you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.